Here's Trick on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Get ready for some warmer weather. That's right, our meteorologist Pat Pagano says today should be partly sunny and mild, lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, cloud, spring-like, mid-50s. And then by Thursday, 60 to 65. And on Friday, some sun, maybe a shower, once again 60 to 65 degrees. We'll check in with Pat in just a few minutes. A one-family home was damaged by fire on Sunday morning, Quarryville Fire Chief William Baker reported. An outside wall of a one-story wood frame home on 52 Robin Road was damaged. Quarryville Fire Company was sent to the home by Columbia County 911 after the homeowners reported their house filling with smoke. Assisting at the scene were Community Rescue Squad, State Police, and the Columbia County Fire Coordinator's Office. All firefighters were back in service by 11:23. No injuries were reported. In Stockbridge, two Springfield men suffered minor injuries yesterday after the truck they were riding in flipped over twice on Prospect Hill Road. The driver, Mikhail Melendez, and the passenger, Ismail Figueroa, were transported to Berkshire Medical Center by Lee Ambulance for treatment for their injuries. Police said the men were heading east towards downtown Stockbridge in the vicinity of 20 Prospect Hill Road near the condominiums in a Freightliner truck owned by Nelson Tree Service at about 7:42 when the driver left the south side of the roadway and yanked the steering wheel to regain control, according to police reports. Top legislative Democrats on Monday in Massachusetts sketched out their broad outline of legislation they said would pass quickly, perhaps this week, to provide relief workers and businesses still facing the economic strains of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Senate President and House Speaker and Ways and Means Committee Chairman all said this measure includes measures around paid leave, exemption from taxes for forgiven paycheck program loans, and unemployment insurance rate relief. Citing job insecurity and inequitable conditions, staff at the Mass MoCA reformed the federal government on Monday. They plan to vote on whether to form a union or not. The staff includes curators, art fabricators, educators, facilities, and other front-facing employees, according to a news release from the UAW Local 2110, which represents cultural and administrative workers across New England and New York. Some of the staff who were laid off last spring were rehired by the museum after it received the Federal Paycheck Protection Program loan, while other long-term employees were not, according to the release. Meetings coming up in our area today. In Salisbury at 9 o'clock, the Historic District Commission has a special meeting. Tonight, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a special meeting at 6 p.m. At 7:30, the Salisbury Rec Commission has their meeting. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen will meet at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Kent Sewer and Water Commission regular meeting at 4. Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting tonight at 6:30. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have their budget workshop at 2 o'clock today. In Cornwall, from 4 to 5:30, Cornwall Reads, Great Fiction, Roxana Robinson, and Anna Karenina. That is via Zoom. At 5 p.m., the Wastewater Committee meets via Zoom. And at 7 p.m., the Planning and Zoning Commission meets via Zoom. Board of Assessors in Sheffield have their virtual meeting coming up at 4:30 today. Also today, Dutchess County hosting a virtual public forum to give you the opportunity to discuss services offered in Dutchess County for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities and their families. That forum begins at 5:30 today. All are welcome. If you're unable to attend and would still like to submit feedback or questions, visit duchessny.gov/forum comments. Registration for the virtual forum is required. duchessny.gov/forum comments. Click on the blue box near the top of the page to sign up. In Hillsdale, New York, the town board meeting is at 7 p.m. this evening. Dover Union Free School District Board of Education meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock. Pine Plains, a zoning review, action items, that meeting is tonight at 7. Coming up tomorrow in Falls Village, the Recreation Commission via Zoom at Falls Village. Kent Memorial Library and House of Books invite you to join them. Acclaimed author Andre Asumian, Call Me By Your Name, Find Me, presents his latest book, Homo Realis. This Zoom event will take place tomorrow at 7 p.m. Zoom link is available at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Pine Plains Planning Board agenda at 7:30. They will have their meeting via Zoom. Learn how to mitigate pain and stress when working from home with a special tech lab. That happens on Thursday at 5:30. Guest hosts are seasoned physical therapist Gloria Kaddish on tips how to create comfortable and efficient home work environments. More information at rojanlibrary.org. Small Town Big Talk, portraits by Rebecca Bloomfield, interviews by Adam Shear. That opens March 12th online and in person. D.M. Hunt Library. More information at dmhuntlibrary.org. Sanford Grange, number 808, hosting its annual corned beef and cabbage dinner on Saturday, March 13th at the Grange Hall on Route 82 in Stanfordville. All dinners are takeout only at 5. Donation of $15 per dinner is requested. For more information or reservations, call 845-868-7869. West Stockbridge Congregational Church on Main Street will serve their takeout slow-cooked corned beef and cabbage dinner with Irish soda bread, $12 per person on St. Patrick's Day. Reservations must be made by March 14th. Pickup takes place from 4 to 6 on the 17th, 413-454-0054 for more information. Kent Art Association continues its 2021 shows with their winter featured artist show Thursdays through Sundays from 1 till 5 until Sunday, March 14th. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversations continues this week, listening to past differences with Dr. Mary O'Neill. It'll be run from 4 to 5 p.m. That is coming up this Sunday. More information on how to register for this Zoom meeting at scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and you'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,802.44, the NASDAQ at 12,609.16, and the S&P 500 at 3,821.35. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.